I gotta read a poem about ducks, because we were talking about ducks at supper. We were talking about a dog that is trained to kill ducks. That's really depraved. I didn't want to say anything to Susan, but anybody can kill a duck. There used to be a comedian that probably no more than three people in this room remember, by the name of Joey Penner. And he used to say, want to buy a duck? You remember him? The poem's called Your Animal. It's an attack on Gnosticism, except that I love Gnosticism in many ways, and I beg forgiveness of all Gnostics in the crowd. And I won't say any more about it. The final end of all but purified souls is to be swallowed up by Leviathan, or to be bound with fiery chains and flogged with 70 stripes of fire. I walk along the mule path, dreaming of my weaknesses and praying to the ducks for forgiveness. Oh, there is so much shit in the universe, and my walks, like yours, are more and more slippery and dangerous. I love a duck for being almost like a vegetable. I love him because his whole body can be consumed, because there is no distance between him and his watery offal. Your animal is almost human, distant from his waist, struggling to overcome the hated matter, looking up with horrified white eyes, eternally hunting for space in the little islands of Riverside Drive and the fenced-in parks of the village. I love duck and potatoes, duck and red beets, duck and orange juice. I love the head of duck dipped in sugar. I love chocolate duck with chipolata sausages, fragrant crisp duck mixed with shrimp and pork. I love the webs and the heart. I love the eggs, preserved in lime and potash, completely boned duck filled with ham and chestnuts, fried duck with pineapple and canned red cherries or sections of tangerine. This is a poem against Gnosticism. It is a poem against the hatred of the flesh and all the vicious twists and turns we take to calm our frightened souls. It is a poem celebrating the eating of duck and all that goes with it. It is a poem I'm able to write after walking every day through the flock and loving the babies, and watching them slip down the mud sides and float into the current. It is a poem about shooting galleries and cardboard heads, about hunters and their checkered hats and frozen fingers, about snow-white claws and steaming laced-up birds, and waiters standing in little regiments, getting ready to run in among the tables and start carving. It is my poem against the starving heart. It is my victory over meanness. Thank you.